second reading this morning is taken from John 16, and it's 8 to 7 in the Pew Bible. That's John 16, verses 1 to 15. I have told you all this to guard you against the breakdown of your faith. They will ban you from the synagogue. Indeed, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will suppose that he is performing a religious duty. They will do these things because they do not know either the Father or me. I have told you all this so that when the time comes for it to happen, you may remember my warning. I did not tell you this at first because then I was with you. But now I'm going away to him who sent me. None of you asked me where are you going? Yet you are plunged into grief because of what I've told you. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is for your own good that I'm leaving you. If I do not go, your advocate will not come. Whereas if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will confute the world and show where wrong and right and judgment lie. He will convict them of wrong by their refusal to believe in me. He will convince them that the Father, that right is on my side, by showing that I go to the Father when I pass from your sight. And he will convince them of divine judgment by showing the prince of this world stands condemned. There is still much that I could say to you, but the burden would be too great for you now. However, when he comes, who is the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but he will tell you only what he hears, and he will make known to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, for everything that he makes known to you, he will draw from what is mine. All that the Father has is mine, and that is why I said, everything that he makes known to you, he will draw from what is mine. Thanks be to God for this reading of his most holy word.